Episode 51, Calm After the Storm, Royale with Cheese. The club was destroyed, the Sad Rips were conquered, and the partygoers chased off in a wild panic. Despite a missed stabbing, an impotent nut strike, and a free flight across the club, our heroes are still breathing, if only barely. And they've taken a hostage, Royale, the butt radar's second in command. And she has promised valuable, exclusive information on the Radarian chain in exchange for her life. The crew is now one step closer to fulfilling the Zond Consortium's generous bounty on the butt. Their contact and consortium underboss, Venlana, will surely be interested in hearing any newly available information. She's apt to take any help she can get to put an end to the Radarian chain's endless attacks on boss Tiber Zond's operations. But Michael Torval, an apparent musical talent agent, continues to deliver even beyond his drunken grave. Beb Bebo somehow factors into all of this. Now that is a name they've not heard in a long time.
Oh, Beb.
Oh, Beb.
I listened to that video, too, and you know what? That kid was a terrible kid. I mean, not like he was badly behaved, because even badly behaved kids are kind of cool. This kid just sucked.
He was a sweet little boy.
He was a sweet little boy.
He screwed up our checkpoint. Paper.
You guys confused him.
Yeah, you went from saying his name was Frankenstein to Rocksteady to Rockenstein.
I mean,
and
you know
couldn't keep up with any of it.
You know, yeah. That's what they teach at schools, how to follow directions. I think.
Well, he wasn't going to school.
No, he was going to the school for Hard Knocks.
Yeah. All right. So I think it makes sense to do some XP because we're a little bit behind. All right. Let's see. The first set of XP is for fulfilling Illovandan's bounty. That was the one to make sure that Flutterplume did not win the race. So that's +5 to Mac and +5 to Sarn.
Right. Now, how does this work again?
I think you can. We didn't really track it in here. I don't think. Because you can put extra XP on there. You can add it on there, but it doesn't really. Oh, it does tell you what's available. So I would just add the 5 points to available and a total. And shit, I flip-flop these.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it now.
All right. For winning the race, Mac gets 5 points. Experience points, and for saving Flutterplume's family, Sarn gets 5 points.
Woo.
So that should bring you up to 10 available points, the both of you. Andy, are you updating your character sheet on here, or you want me to do it?
I'll do it. I got it.
Okay. Are you updating the total too?
No, I will though.
Okay. All right. All right. For Bobbins.
Hey.
Yeah, you made parking for the real mayor, Ford Mantell. So congratulations. Here's 5 experience points.
I have XP for parking. If only that was real life.
Yes. and I'll put that on your sheet. I don't even know. I probably trust my paper more. But anyway, all right. And for writing a ticket, you get 5 points apiece. I believe you wrote 2 tickets, so that's 10 points. You guys all infiltrated the hideout, so that's 5 points apiece.
So 15 then for me and Sarn?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I'm keeping up with the math.
I think that makes it 20 for Bobbins.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Bobbins, you quit your boring job, so that's 5 more points. I assume you weren't going back, were you? I guess that was a little.
No, I don't know if I'm going to quit, but I'm definitely going to get fired if I show up. So I'm going to quit before they fire me.
I mean,
if you want the XP,
as I'm concerned, you're a hostage.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're being asked this anyway.
Because I definitely used my keys off of in work on non-work hours to do non-work things.
You're not going back. We're not letting you.
Yeah. No, we're keeping your keys.
Bobbins, you were also a good friend to Michael, so that's have 5 more points.
Hey, I was a good friend to him too.
I tried to give him life advice.
You did
like
try
you
to give him
dump
life
your
advice.
Girlfriend.
Right.
I tried to make him stay in bed.
Which I guess would have been good if you were successful. And you guys killed 2 Savrips, so that's 5 points apiece for everyone. Although I was
wondering, 5 points per Savrip?
No. For both of them, you get 5 points. That's a big deal. Although I don't know who actually killed them. Does anybody remember?
It was probably me.
I know you say that.
I think they died of fright.
I think they died of nut punches.
I was pretty terrifying at the end of that.
Covered in their blood?
Yeah, Red Frock Buster.
Red Frock Buster.
Red Frock Buster. We got to get the art bot guy back.
I mean, we probably should have hired him to do... I mean, I would love to have hired him to do art for our Blades in the Dark campaign.
I didn't even think about it.
That would have been insane. A picture of us in the junk fort, the junk barge.
Like a portrait.
Like a family portrait.
On the junk barge.
like one of those classic ones where we're all kind of like just like someone's got his arm around someone else, you know?
Like just, a JCPenney's one.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Mimi Lane in the front.
No, what? You called him Mimi?
Yeah.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, I was close.
I wanted to call him Zip because that's what it said on her shirt. But I don't know. You guys want to take a couple minutes and look at some things that you might want to upgrade? I mean, we don't have to decide now, but
I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to think about it for next week.
I want to see the skill sheet.
Yeah.
The skill tree. So if you click... And so your skill tree will be in your specialization. So if you open your sheet and double click on assassin, then you can see your.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to do some research.
Yeah, I know. You usually do it in between sessions. But if you wanted to just look or think out loud with people, we could do that for a couple of minutes.
Guess I could be toughened.
Would it kill you?
I mean, let's be honest. I'm already pretty tough.
I mean, you are a scoundrel.
I am a scoundrel.
It's 5 points per rank that you're going up, right? Or is it 5 points times the new rank?
It's 5 points. Oh, that's a good question.
Let me look at the.
You have to go up the skill tree, right? You have to go like, so I couldn't just go, if I have only five, I have to go to 10 first, then 15, right? I think that's what I remember.
No, there, it's a path. So only certain ones are connected.
Yeah, you'll see it. Like if you click on the skill tree here, there's like black lines in between.
Oh, I see.
But I think we did draw them in your book too.
Yeah.
I know I put the rule in the Discord.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me.
Train your career skills to the next highest rank cause five times the rank it is being raised to. So okay, from zero so you're to going from like five, yeah.
Right. So if you're going like from two to three, that's 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good and if know. It's not a career skill, then it would be 15 and then plus 5.
Okay.
It's a 5-point, I guess, penalty or whatever.
All right. I'm going to raise my brawl to 3, so that would be 15. Does that take it out automatically, or do I have to do that?
Take it out of your experience?
XP, yeah. Okay, I have to change.
It's not. Yeah, you'll have to change it. Oh.
There we go. 20. Got 20.
All right, so can you say that again? I want to write it down.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Let me go back to what I... Make sure I got the right one. I increased my brawl from 2 to 3.
2 to 3. Okay. So that would be, so that was 15, right?
Yes. Yeah. I should I have.
Spent so many points in range.
20
heavy.
Left.
It's like me and deception.
What was your deception at?
I don't remember.
Let's see. Your deception is 3, and you have minus 1 setback for convincing demeanor, but it's, you must be a level 3 convincing demeanor. That can't be right. I have to double check to make sure that we have that right, but yeah, you have at least 2.
Yeah, I think I got convincing demeanor.
Yes, at least 1, but yeah, this has I got you 2.
Oh, actually, 2 convincing?
Has 3.
I know, I see on my sheet it says I got it. Two checks for convincing demeanor.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it shows here, but I don't know why it shows 3 on your sheet. But anyway, yeah, so that's 1 less setback on deception rolls. Oh man, that's funny.
What?
I just thinking about it, because like one reason why we've had setbacks recently, like when Sarn was high as shit, like he had setbacks on all his rolls. If you had a setback on your rolls because you were high as shit, yeah, it would get negated because of your convincing demeanor, which is just funny to me to think about you being drunk and getting all your setbacks taken out.
I am a scoundrel. Deception. Yeah, I'd like to hoard my XP points for this week, and then I'll come back the next time and I'll have a better answer. Oh. I want to look
like
for
a dragon.
What the hell is gunnery used for?
Why haven't
I upgraded that?
Well, yeah, but none of your weapons use gunnery.
What is it though? Is it like if you're like firing on a ship?
I think it might be. Yeah, like that. Let me grab my rules book. You do have one rank in it already.
Yeah, but I don't, that might come with the character.
That might have come with the pre-chain.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting you have it. Gunnery. Many weapons are simply too large for a person to carry.
Not Sarn.
He's got a big old rucksack of guns.
If a character is piloting a starfighter, it may have weapons that are mounted upon it with a fixed orientation.
Oh, okay, so yeah, on a ship.
Complex targeting computers and automated weapons mounts are often used with large-scale weapons. So, yeah. And turret-mounted weapons, so. Yes, you had it basically right.
How much is it to upgrade general skills again?
Which one?
Just like if I... like, say, if I wanted to upgrade Charm.
So, for you, Charm is a career skill. So, if you went from 2 to 3, that would be... since you're going to 3, it would be 5 times 3, so 15.
Oh, okay.
So, the same as Bridget did when she went Brawl 2 to 3.
Good thing we never get into a fight in the wave.
What about Brawl? If you don't mind me asking, if I were to choose Brawl, like go
Brawl is not a career skill of yours. So, and you have 0. So you'd be going from 0 to 1. It would be 5 points plus 5 because it's not a career skill. So it would be 10 altogether.
Okay.
All right. I want to raise my perception.
What could you possibly need that for?
I need to be able to see things that are going around.
But you already have... Okay, so I think...
I went to 2. I just changed it to 2.
Okay, so you went so from 1 to 2?
Left over.
Perception, 1 to 2, right?
Yeah.
So that would be minus 10... You still have 10 left. That's what you're saying? We're on the same page?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to do +1 for computers. I'm going from 0 to 1, and it's a skill. It's a career skill, so that's 5 points.
Okay. You got 15 left. Computers. I thought you said you didn't do computers.
Well, I do now. I took a lesson.
I was just thinking about upgrading my computers, too.
There's some in here we just don't end up rolling a lot.
Right.
No, yeah, that's why it makes it hard to try to figure out what I want to upgrade.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about, maybe I should do my discipline. I was like, well, when was the last time he asked me to roll discipline?
Discipline.
Yeah.
Or coordination.
I mean, right. we haven't been back into it for a little while. Yeah, coordination I can think maybe we could.
Not that I'm encouraging you to do something.
You're
that
right.
Isn't
I should be.
Set.
I should be.
No. You should take creative. A look at deception. Have you ever tried using deception on us? I don't think we're going to be very good at that. No, I think we're very bad at deception. And if you say I'm very good at deception, it means I also win. So there you go.
Yeah, like resilience, survival, we don't really roll. But we haven't had a lot of checks yet, again, since we got back
into
it.
Can I unlevel it up?
No. I don't think so. That doesn't really make sense.
Can I downgrade, please?
Yeah, I want to downgrade.
Can I get worse at a skill?
I could definitely do that. Coordination when I'm high is balls.
Balls. Biggity balls. Cool. Yeah, we don't roll that, but we probably could roll that more.
Yeah, well, so when we roll initiation.
Oh, yeah.
Does that take into effect?
So that would be cool or vigilance.
Right. So if we roll cool, or let's just say we roll vigilance and I have one rank in it, I get a yellow and a green, not just greens. It somehow factors in.
Well, yeah, because for an initiative, you're just straight up rolling your vigilance. Well, not vigilance. Usually, we've rolled a lot cool because you guys are the ones charging into battle. But, so yeah, you just straight up roll your skill. So it's whatever you would roll.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure vigilance is the other one. And that's if you get caught flat-footed.
Oh, really? So I still have 10. I don't really need to add any more stealth. So if it's a non-career skill, it's how many points per level?
It's just tack on 5.
Oh, okay.
So you still do like...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, whatever the rank you're going to times 5 plus 5. So you guys actually have a pretty good amount of points.
All right, I'm just gonna do my computers
again. No, because
Bobbins
did. Yeah. Sure. All right, so computers.
Bobbins does computers.
And that's, and you did it already. It's from 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Minus 10. You're now at 0.
Yes. And that is marked off already.
At the XP.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you. Great work.
Thank you.
Right. Boo will hoard, as he is wont to do. Bo Benz, did you want to spend anything? You think about it for a little bit longer.
What's skullduggery? Is that different than... What's the difference between skullduggery and streetwise? Streetwise is just like awareness of like things.
It would be, I think skullduggery is more, well, maybe I should look and see.
I guess
streetwise is more Google knowledge search. And skullduggery is more like know-how.
Skill. Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay, I'm going to raise my
character is looking skull. For a merchant who specializes in unsavory goods or illicit services, such as a merchant may be located through a streetwise check. Stuff like that. Skullduggery, broad range of skills that are crucial to performing criminal actions. Character.
Okay, I'm
going to
raise my skullduggery to 2. Oh, that'd be useful. Lock picking. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to raise my skullduggery to 2, which is going to use 10 points. And then I have 5 points. I think I'm going to sit on those and try to figure out what I want to do with it because you're so precious.
Yeah. Don't forget about your talents. What?
They're all.
just write everyone a ticket.
More tickets.
Just start going through my my list there.
It's like chasing the dragon, though. Your first ticket is always, you know.
Oh, believe me. Sarn knows. Sarko's all about chasing the dragon.
Oh, right.
All right, I got 5 XP.
Great.
Think about it. Think about it.
Think about it.
What are you talking about?
All right, I guess that will bring us into... Basement? I don't... We probably should start. We probably skip a few steps here. You have just finished your fight, and Rael has surrendered. You were going through Michael's phone, where you realized that he is a agent, a music talent agent, and represents Bed Bebo.
I didn't even think he was that good.
Well, you guys never really gave him a chance, but
all I want to talk about was his breakup. You know how that is. It's depressing.
No, I meant Bebo.
Oh. Also depressing.
And Rael is, you have her hostage, basically.
Yeah, hostage.
What does that mean?
I like hostages.
Oh, I thought.
It's a little weird. What are you going to do with it?
We'll find out. Hostage
or victim.
What's the difference?
Mac is covered in blood. Sarn is almost dead. Bobenz is almost dead. In fact, she's over the threshold. But I'll just fix that. Why does it not let me? All right. You both are basically, you guys are both over your wound threshold.
You guys are basic.
Yep, you guys are very sick.
Sorry we didn't hide.
I'm over here like, first I'm upset that my clothes are ruined, but I'm like, this might be a good color for me.
Look, this has been kind of a rough day. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, it's only gonna get worse.
Oh, so yeah. This is normal.
No, this is pretty bad.
No, it's. I mean, you're normally pretty beat up at the end of a fight.
Yeah. That's true.
By the way,
What do you think of this color on me?
No.
Do you like to be covered in Zavric blood, which is red, which is strange?
I mean, red is. It brings out my eyes, I think. I mean, yeah. No good?
Well, I think fine. It's going to start to smell after a while.
Well, I'm going to wash it, but I'm saying it's probably stained. I got to just accept the consequences.
Oh, yeah. No, totally go with the stain look.
I think it might be better to get a new Vuster.
What about a red Vuster?
No.
All right.
What color is your Vuster currently?
It's, you know, kind of a blue, I think, maybe a teal.
Oh.
All right, well, I'm just going to go buy a jacket and rip the fucking arms off.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest jacket store?
Space jackets.
So, well, is this, you guys are just going to talk about your clothes the entire time?
Well, now that you mention it, I think I could use a pair of boots.
You could use it. My
toe has been breaking out of this one.
You do deserve a pair of boots, man. You've been working really hard lately. I've noticed. Bobenz, you're new to the group, but this is the hardworking son of a gun right here. Or Sarn of a gun.
I got to get something, too, because I have a... Well, I guess I could wear my jacket. It says Port Authority. I definitely don't have a job tomorrow morning.
I wouldn't really want to walk around with a authority jacket.
I mean, people might think that's your name.
Oh, yeah, it could be. The LaSette Port Authority.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you may have heard from me.
You're named after a fine exotic space wine.
Port Authority.
All right, we should probably go back to the wave.
Yeah, we could use some shut eye. What are we gonna do with this person?
Yeah, what are you gonna do with me? Can I go home?
No.
God, you remind me of this creepy kid we used to hang out with.
Every time someone asks you if they could go home, every time a hostage wants to go home, man, you're a big baby. Wow, you're a pain in the ass for being held hostage.
It's not the request, it's the tone.
I wouldn't have held you hostage if I knew you were going to complain.
All right,
we get that question asked a lot. It's a little infuriating at this point.
It's not my fault.
How many hostages do you take?
I've never taken hostages.
Not you, them. Clearly them.
I can count them all on all nine of my real digits.
To be fair, most of them we set free, you know, after we tag them.
You're going to tag me?
No.
Thought we agreed not to do that.
I thought we...
Look, I'll drag her along. Let's go back to the ship. Take a shower. Take a sleep. Eat a sandwich. We'll think about this in the morning. Or do you want to just knock her out and leave her here?
No. Oh, no. We're taking her with us. Hey, Riel.
Yeah, that's me.
How do you feel about carbonite?
Sounds cold.
I mean, it is a frozen and carbonite kind of scenario, but yeah.
So not good.
Oh, that sucks.
Are you going to freeze me into carbonite?
It's a possibility.
What if I don't survive have, like, the stimpack? Freezing?
I mean, that's really no loss to us.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you do have information.
The whole point of the hostage. Yes, the whole point. Why do I even have those summaries?
Well, what kind of information you got?
Why don't I even have
them? Tell me all you, I don't all even you have got, or I will freeze you in carbonite.
Why don't I even have these goggles?
Let's get jiggling.
I'm still alive. I'm just real depressed.
All right. On a serious note, let's get jiggling. Who's carrying the hostage?
I think the one that's not almost dead should.
That's you.
That's you, Mac.
Yeah, but I'm really tired, so I just kind of grab her by her foot and start
dragging
her.
Wait, I could just walk. I can walk.
Oh, are you standing right now, too?
Yeah.
So, oh. I'm like just grabbing you by your foot and just walking back. You're hopping.
I can just walk.
Fine. I push her forward. Let's go.
All right. You don't have to push me.
I mean, it's part of the whole shtick. God, have you ever been?
It's part of the experience.
Have you never been hostage before?
No. I'm usually.
Oh, you're in for an experience. We have brochures. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a good time. Somehow you might join us at the end of this.
I did.
Yeah.
Now they are written in crayon.
Now,
but we do have brochures.
The brochures.
Do you know what the term Stockholm syndrome means? No? Good. Come along.
So you've become a hostage.
That's the title.
Yep, nailed it. It can't get better than that.
All right. Just follow me. I know my way out of here.
Follow you.
We're going to our ship.
Yeah. So we'll follow you. Follow us to our ship.
Listen,
you don't know how to get out of here. Clearly, you barely got in.
Oh, she's got a point. We really had to deceive our way. Yeah, we did. Yeah, your security so damn good. Look at us. We're fucking idiots. We still got in here.
We got in.
You are idiots.
Wow. Already you're making this hostage situation a little bit more hostile than
you. What are you going to do? Pistol whip me?
No, but I do have a rifle.
Rifle whipper.
I will rifle whip you.
All right, well, how do we get out of here and onto the ship and go home? Because, listen, I'm really tired and I just need to sleep and maybe get a stim pack or something.
I need a couple stim packs.
Yeah, I was being generous.
I need a good tailor.
What you need is manners.
All right, I think we're forgetting the time honored thing of a mouth gag.
see the brochure page.
Yeah,
3.
Back to the ship.
Somebody gagged this person already. I'm getting tired. God, everyone's whining right now.
You're in a real good mood for someone covered in blood.
I'm not.
End up back at the ship.
All right. Go back to ship.
You know, maybe I wasn't as much showing you where to go as much as inviting you to carry on and move forward.
All right. Let's poker and just out the way we came, right?
Ow.
Did we just come back the way we came? Up the stairs through the scary place. Yes,
the scary elevator.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to make this easy. And she picks up Rial, just kind of like a piece of luggage under her arm.
Ah.
And just starts heading towards the door.
You know, I could walk.
I know.
You know, I'm pretty tired too, Lisette. You want to give Gary me?
No.
All right. Sarge, you won't do it either.
What am I doing?
You're carrying me.
No. I don't want that blood all over my clothes. Crazy, it looks terrible.
All right.
And she's walking out the door towards back. I'm assuming back towards the elevator. Is there a secret entrance to this way?
No. It was just a regular entrance. And
all those people stormed out and went up that tiny elevator all by themselves.
Yeah, it was a panic.
Like four at a time.
It was like a Who concert. Yeah.
All right.
It was kind of a panic, but also fairly orderly.
Like a Who concert.
I'm off the map. Wait. I'm off the map. Oh, God.
How did you get off the map? Oh, I see.
Because I was just dragging myself.
I'm moving you. Get out that door.
Here I go.
Oh, it looks like Michael left that secret door open.
Michael.
Oh, I miss him.
You're dead.
Remember when we took Michael hostage?
Yeah, that was a lot more fun.
That wasn't really hostage, though.
What was
definitely
it?
There was a gun to his head at some point. It may have been your gun.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well,
it's all part of the experience.
Yeah, I hope it turns out better for me.
You're not in here.
Yes, I
Aren't
am.
You the one who killed Michael?
Yeah.
Didn't you kill him?
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was me or my guards. To be
either
honest,
way,
it all happened really fast.
Either way, that hostage situation was going perfectly normal.
The butt radar hologram called it out from like.
It was definitely her order.
Yeah, it was her order.
I love that we're just arguing in this elevator as we're going up there. She's still I'm assuming just being still held under the arm, and we're just, you know.
Just in the elevator as elevator music is playing.
Just yelling at her about how she's not being a good hostage, you know. You know, you ruined our last hostage situation with Michael Torval. He was going to be a good intern.
Oh, now we need to get a new intern.
Bobens really liked him.
I did. I thought he was just such a nice guy. And if he had just turned his life around. I mean, maybe not. I guess he was a music producer. That's pretty crazy, right? That guy seemed like a beach bum. I totally thought he was unemployed.
No, he was employed. He did have that going for him.
That's more than I could say for me.
No.
Yeah, can you stop taunting us with his image?
I'll never forget his face.
Is he ghost haunting us? Force ghost haunting?
Oh, I guess ghosts do exist in this space.
Force ghosts.
They do. Force ghosts. But why don't they haunt more in this universe?
What about non-force ghosts? Like what about a regular person?
What about them?
Can they be a ghost?
No.
Oh.
What if they're force sensitive but they don't know it? And they accidentally stumble upon becoming a force ghost?
This is a long elevator.
So long.
Are you asking if you become if the only way you're going to find out if you are force sensitive is if you become a ghost? I mean, that's a pretty
it's tough. Pretty shitty way to find out.
God damn!
If you're wrong,
I could have moved stuff with my mind this whole time.
And the door's open, and you guys are now back in the warehouse.
All right. All right, where we park?
She opens the door that you guys didn't realize was there, and you guys are out this way, and you guys walk right out to the front of the warehouse.
Where did we park that car?
It was inside the hangar, wasn't it?
could be anywhere.
Yeah, but Michael definitely puked in it.
Yeah, well, guess where the new hostage is going to have to go.
Oh, remember you guys thrilled in it.
Yeah, we were in the trunk.
Yeah. Yep. We better find that car.
Lips to lips. All right.
Lips to lips, covered in vomit.
All right. Yes. Yes, you guys leave the warehouse and you see the Space Lincoln is still there. It's looking, you know, gangster as ever. The trunk.
Wait, did we frisk her? Make sure she doesn't have a comm or something?
Oh, no, I definitely didn't. Did you guys?
No, but you're the port authority. You should know how to do that.
Start shaking her.
Please stop shaking me.
Oh, wait, hold on. And she turns her upside down and then shakes.
Ah.
Does anything fall out?
No.
Run a perception check.
Is there anything clattering to the ground?
No. No, she didn't have anything. I'm pretty sure you already stuck your hands in her pockets. Sorry.
Turns out that
does not sound like me.
Turns out that wasn't a pocket.
Does not sound like, oh. I'm not even going to ask what it was.
Yep, it wasn't a pocket full of Jell-O.
I just wiped my hand on her fur.
Oh, I forgot she's a Wookiee. God damn, no wonder she's heavy.
Yeah, I'm a Wookiee. What of it? All right.
I don't even think I'm really carrying her at that point. Her feet are probably dragging on the ground.
Yeah, she's standing over you.
I think Wookiees are about as tall as Lizats, if not taller.
Yeah, you guys have been doing a lot of weird things to her so far. Yeah. You guys seem to be new at this hostage thing.
But no,
oh, I'm brand new. Listen, this morning I was a hostage myself, so the turnaround time, you never know.
It was actually a record for us. Right. Twice. We got it twice in one day.
Three times.
Three?
So Michael.
Michael, you, and who else?
Me. I'm right here.
Yeah, no, hostage. Yeah, but hostage turn-in is what I mean.
Oh, I know. You're only two for three. We could see. The night's still young. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. Right. What time of day
is
it?
The night is definitely not young. As you look out, you're starting to see the sky start to turn colors as if the sun is going to rise at any minute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say explode.
Listen, where'd you guys park? Because this is going to be a busy street soon. And, well,
Oh, I was going to start yelling at the girl again. I forgot which Wookiee to yell at. Which...
Wow, I'm just saying.
Which hairy creature to yell at?
Exactly.
Hey, that's specious. We don't all look the same.
Specious. Two of you that are hairy.
Maybe it's speciesist. It's not specious. All right. And you can see the Space Lincoln. The trunk is still open. And it looks like it has been untouched since you left it.
So trunk?
Put her in the trunk.
And as you walk over to the trunk, she sees, is that vomit? And then you throw her into the trunk and close the trunk. And so she's out of your hair for now.
And the puke is in her hair.
And the puke is that's going to be very difficult to get out. You have no idea.
Okay, right. Well.
And not for me. Freezing in carbonite, it's fine.
I jump in the driver's seat.
Oh, no. I'm driving this time, buddy.
What do you mean?
I don't care. I'm just gonna take a quick nap in the back here. She just opens the door and just slides in and just passes out.
Why don't you take a quick nap in the back, too, because you look like you're beat up.
I can still drive.
I don't think so.
I can.
All right, you guys are going to have to roll for this. I think, let's see, what would it be? Let me look at the character sheet. Where is hard-headedness? you guys could roll a negotiation against each other, and I'll say the one with the most successes wins. If it's a tie, it will go to whoever has the most advantages. If it's still a tie, then I don't
know. Whoever you like.
We'll fight for it.
Then I'll flip a coin, I guess. And yes, then you'll Rochambeau. All right, so.
Yes. Thorn drives, baby.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I got one success.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And Boo's got two successes.
I see it now.
All right. So I don't know how you guys, if you guys did paper, scissors, rock for it or what. Anyway, Sarn loses the argument and slides into the passenger seat. Mac slides into the driver's seat and starts to pilot.
Oh, I'm piloting.
Yes, he's piloting. And he's heading back towards where you came from. He couldn't quite remember which way to go, so he looked through his texts or his history on his phone, the maps on how to get there, and reminded that from that text from Pollard that said, "You forgot to ask for the directions, you silly Billy," and just did the reverse directions from there and heads back towards the Kahuna Wave. As you guys pull up to the Kahuna Wave, you're further than you were, not further, but just in a less, you're in the alternate spot that, Bobenz gave you. It's not the prime mayor's spot because then the actual mayor came and blew up your spot and you had to move to this other spot, which is just a little bit further away from the main star or the main spaceport. Not that it really matters. But as you pull up, let's see, Sarn, since you're not driving, can you roll a perception check first?
All right. Good thing I just upgraded it. Average.
Yeah. Great. You see that the ramp is down.
Uh-oh. Did we leave the ramp down?
I mean, I might have. We left kind of in a rush. I mean, I'll be frank with you, Sarn. I don't know where my keys are at. I think
what is rule number four? Always raise the ramp.
I mean, I thought you meant lower.
Have you even looked at the brochure?
The hostage brochure? We didn't have any hostages.
No, the other brochure I wrote up.
What other brochure? We got
the one that I'm going to right now.
Oh. no. All right, well, let's just, park the space catalog. Yeah,
roll back, roll a, I don't know, is it, there's not like a general knowledge check. I'm just trying to think what you would roll for memory.
Memory.
Education. No, it's not quite education. Just roll perception again.
Lore.
Survival.
I perceive nothing.
And you got a threat?
All right.
Oh my God. The door ramp's open. You think someone's in there?
Yes.
Your threat is you suddenly remember somehow that you did close the ramp because you were afraid not to close it because last time that Sarn yelled at you, it was a whole thing. Yeah, so
small animals got in there, right?
Yes.
What are those things from The Last Jedi? The birds?
The porgs?
Yeah, we had a porg infestation, I think.
Yeah, it was a real pain in the ass for a couple days.
Real porg in the ass.
Yes. So, yes, you realize or remember that the door was closed.
Sarn, we got a problem, man. I think the porgs are back.
The porgs? Did you learn to open the door? I knew they were getting smarter.
I may have called the wrong exterminator.
Did you call the owl exterminators?
When I say I may have called, I mean I didn't. I just shut the garage door.
I am too wounded for this shit.
Well, you could be worse. You could be covered in blood.
You like it.
I wish
I was. I like it more.
Do you want me to lay my jacket on you?
No, I do not. I would not be caught dead in a Vuster.
Oh, come on. In another lifetime, that might be perceived as
low as they may be, I have standards. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right.
Are we here?
I'm assuming
she's felt the car stopped.
No, we're just staring and talking about this car. We're just staring there, looking at the car at the Dakota Wave, not sure about if we should go in there or not.
just me and him, like, come on, man! I thought I told you to close the door every single time. The porgs got in; it was a disaster. Honestly, you just pop your head up from the back.
And they're just staring at this door, the ramp that is down.
Okay.
All right. Do you think we should sneak in?
I think we should send Riel first.
I don't know why, but I think that sounds like a good idea.
I think so, too.
How do you feel
about that plan?
Sure.
How far can you chuck a Wookiee?
And will your jacket fit her?
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Get her out.
Okay.
We're going to put a Vuster on a Wookiee and see if that passes off.
It's not a Vuster. It's just a vest.
It's a Vuster. It has a duster at the end of it. Anyway.
It's canonical.
So I rush back to the back of the trunk because I think this is a really good idea. I'm like, this is great.
you pop open the trunk. Riel says, "Did you guys know there was vomit back here?
Grab her."
No,
I'm covered in it.
Well, why did you puke back there?
It wasn't me.
It's a very rude thing to do in someone else's car.
Smells like cheap tequila.
Okay, that's it. Somebody gag her. We need her not to talk while we throw her into this decoy situation.
Somebody get the hose.
How do we, what's the role for gagging someone, Tiger?
You know what? That could be coordination.
Oh. All right. Well, let's see if I can coordinate a gag. It turns out I can.
She's now gagged.
All right. Now I take my Vuster off and I'm going to give it to her. And
no, not your Vuster, you mine. Idiot. Oh. Yeah, do both ends. The one that says Port Authority on it.
Oh.
I thought it would be a better idea because then they'll think it's us. I think it's the, you know, it's the smuggler.
She silenced on her?
What?
She's silenced.
No, if they take my Vuster, they'll think it's us.
But they're not going to know why you're covered in blood. They're just going to think it's a strange, smelly Wookiee covered in blood, which is honestly terrifying.
Exactly.
Do you think if there are people on that ship, on our ship, that want to kill us?
Would it be out of character?
They're not going to fire at the one wearing a Vuster?
All right. So you guys put a Vuster on Riel. Let's say so. It's a Port Authority vest.
Yeah, it's my okay. It's my vest.
They put the,
my
Port, the Authority Port Authority vest and clipboard into Riel's hands, and you just shove her off in the general direction, and then wave a gun at her. You know, to suggest that she do what you asked them to do, or what you asked her to do, and so she walks up there. She looks back. She's at the base of the ramp, and she looks at you, and you. You shake the gun again, and she starts shuffling up the ramp. Yeah, exactly. And so she starts shuffling up the ramp. And as she shuffles up the ramp, two Wookiees burst out of the Kahuna Wave and knock her over and run away. And
are they female Wookiees?
Can we tell at this distance?
Can I do a perception?
You could do a perception. Are you using your goggles?
What am I hunting goggles?
I don't even know why I have these goggles. If you fail rolling this goggle roll, you have to say, I don't even know why I'm wearing these goggles.
Oh. Yeah, I will put my goggles on.
Okay, it'll be a boost then to your perception.
All right.
Now I know why I wear these goggles.
Those Wookiees are female.
Yes, as you look through your goggles at these shadowy figures running out down the ramp of your ship and running away, you catch a glimpse of their crotch and realize they don't have penises. So great work.
Can I fire at one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You are far enough that it's going to be 3 difficulty, though.
Okay.
But you will not be able to aim because you were using your goggles.
I was really hoping for a triumph.
Oh, that would have been amazing. You shoot, but you miss just above one of them. And they sort of duck and continue to run out into the shadows.
They just knocked over our decoy, right? They didn't do anything to her.
Our decoy? Like decoy ship?
No, like Riel.
No,
they didn't.
No, you didn't hit anyone.
No, they just knocked her over.
Yes, they knocked her over. They charged out. Yeah, they didn't hit anyone real, I guess.
I was just curious if they grabbed her and like took off.
No. No, they.
Okay, they just knocked her over. That's hilarious.
They busted out of there and they hit her like in the top of the shoulders and she just went and just fell right over.
In my perception check, did I notice if either of them were white?
They were not white. They did look, you know, they were kind of covered like they were cat burglars, but they're Wookiees, so it's plainly obvious that they're Wookiees. And also, you're able to catch secondary sexual characteristics that they were female.
You notice there's genitalia, but not their color.
No.
What kind of cat burglar has their genitalia hanging out?
Wookiees. But what I meant was you could tell what color they were, and they were consistent with the same color of Wookiees from the palace. Or not the palace, the hideout. So that's what I meant. You did see what color they were.
Gotcha.
And they were not white. This is a good time for a break. So you guys have just watched those people run out. You determine that they are female. Look to you to be from the Redarian chain. And you guys are watching from goggles in the car. Well, actually, Mac and Bobenz, you didn't see anything. You just see Sarn watching. And firing a shot. It's kind of hard for the other two of you to see exactly what's going on. Because it's dark.
So what do you think they were doing on the ship?
Who, what was doing?
Those Wookiees.
There are Wookiees on the ship?
They just ran out.
We don't all have goggles.
Well, they did. There was 2 that ran out. Females, I may add.
Do you think they messed with our stuff?
They might have.
Oh, God.
None of they weren't white, so they didn't thaw a ghost out.
But did they, do they think they saw the Wookiee, you know, on the wall? Maybe they thought maybe they thought it was just a distasteful art piece, you know?
Maybe they got scared.
I'm scared of going in there right now. It looks haunted right now. It looks pretty spooky to go in there, I'll be honest.
All right. Bobbins, you go.
All right.
Okay.
I start falling behind her, like, you know, I get my gun out and I'm like using her, kind of like looking around her.
Use her as a shield.
I'm gonna go up the ramp. Is Rial still there? Yeah, she's right. Like they didn't take her with, right?
No, yeah. Right. No, they just left her. But she's just laying on the ramp.
Yeah, because she's still tied up.
Can I undo her gag and ask? And she bends over. She's like, "Did you recognize those guys?" girls?
They looked like some of ours, but I didn't catch any faces, but definitely looked like one of ours.
Okay. And I put the gag back.
Oh.
All right. I want to go in the ship. Can I see if anything's wrong, like visually?
You go to flip the light on because you're generally knowledgeable about ships like this, and so you're turning on the light. Everything looks to be in order.
Does it look even cleaner?
Do you think they came in here just cleaned?
And left? Did I just fire on the cleaning crew?
Whatever they stole, it really cleaned up the place. My God. Might have to leave the door open a little bit more after Ace, Arn, huh?
You think we can ask RX what happened?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Who's RX?
He's our computer.
Wait, are you guys talking to each other and how?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, RX is our onboard computer.
You're talking directly to Bobbins?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know the two of us went on the ship. Are you still in the car? Sorry.
Me? No, I was following up.
Okay.
Okay, so you came in right up behind him. Yep.
Yeah, I came in right behind.
Oh, it's a sassy computer.
Oh, that could be fun.
No, it's not as fun as you'd think. It's just painful.
He really does not like organic beings.
He is pretty obstinate, if you want my opinion. He is a handful.
Just one handful. Because, yeah, we can carry him with one hand.
You guys check on, back. Oh, I guess I should put us into the kahuna.
Can we just
bring my ship?
RX?
You can.
Yeah, I'd rather radio him than actually walk down to the basement and talk to him.
Rex.
He's in the basement?
No, he's just in the back of the ship. RX. Ah. RX, come in, RX.
You don't hear anything from RX.
Well, that's not good.
He's not responding.
Yeah, we got to go to the back of the ship. We don't normally go back there because it's kind of icky.
He yells at us every time we go back there.
I said it was icky.
Because of him? You're wrong.
No, he's an icky individual. All right, let's go.
All right. Let me walk back there, piss my blaster rifle's up.
All right. You go back to where RX is, and you notice, because he was just ahead in the wall, like a trophy in a hunting lodge. And you look up at the wall where he should be, and there's just a bunch of wires sticking out of the out of the wall. And his head is rolling on, not rolling, but it's laying on the ground in front of those wires.
Oh my God.
Are you telling me this ship could run without him?
Well, it's not running.
Has he really been doing all the piloting this whole time?
You hear some faint beeps coming from his head.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll pick it up and try.
You
to
know Morse code?
It.
Sorry, do it now.
Blink twice if that's it. Blink twice for yes.
You see him blinking, as you get close. He's blinking very, like, slowly, but he is blinking. But then he starts to talk, and he says, finally, I kill intruders. Worse for wear. Only two remain functional. And he says, killed two in the power room. And then his power goes out.
Can I try?
Oh.
I want to try to attach him.
Sorry, where's the power room?
It's right there.
Oh, I start rushing towards it.
You start rushing towards it, and there are two dead Wookiees.
Oh my
Jesus.
God!
Either of them have a medallion on their chest,
and they are completely flayed.
Oh my God! Wait, is the pelts ruined?
You get a lot of money for those.
Can we turn a profit on this? Like, we just walked in on a home invasion. Can we turn a profit on it?
Listen, I don't know this computer very well, but he did a kick-ass job. I don't know why you don't bring him along on more things.
It's like that.
He's right here.
It's like that scene in Silence of the Lambs where Hannibal Lecter breaks out and he leaves behind that corpse just basically turned inside out, hanging from his temporary jail cell in the hotel.
Oh, this is unpleasant.
Yes.
Oh. I can see why you don't go back here. It is icky.
Yeah, RX is RX.
It's icky now.
Let me put it this way: you've met Sarin, right? Well,
that's me.
RX is a little bit more killy.
Only to meat bags, though.
Which is most of the environment.
So Sarin, you. Some, you know, you're a little bit concerned about RX. So you start trying to, you know, splice and twist wires together to get him hooked up. Roll a computer's check.
Mm-hmm. Another one I just upgraded.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't Bobens, didn't you get good at that too?
I have mechanics and computers. I don't know where RX falls on that, but.
What if you two worked together and brought back our droid?
Are triumphs regardless of success?
That's what I'm curious.
Because you are you did fail.
I did fail.
So
with one threat, but a triumph.
Okay. For some reason, I think they are. I think you can triumph and still fail.
Well, that's just confusing.
This whole thing is confusing.
That's just life.
Self-reliance.
Yeah, I can do something really bad really well.
Boost. How do they not mention her triumph? Each triumph counts as an success.
Right. So I didn't succeed because it was a tie.
Ugh.
And then one threat.
Yeah. Oh, I missed something.
Yeah, I think I did too.
He just sneezed, and I swear he rolled like half the way back in his roller chair. It was so powerful. He's just like, ah.
I'll let you have a triumph for this.
Yes.
But in return.
In return, you get shocked.
Yeah.
But in return, RX will shock you.
Why am I giving him ideas?
All right. So you are shocked as a threat. So you do suffer a strain. Let's see. All right. So you're at 6 now?
Yes.
Put that in? Okay.
Yes.
And What do you want your triumph to be?
I'm able to hook him up like perfectly. He can recall everything.
Would be ideal. So you hook him up and he's really badly damaged. And he does flutter to life.
Okay. All right. How about this? He comes back to life, but he's only able to replay what happened.
Okay. You can see from his perspective what happened in the ship. So he can see throughout the ship. It's not just the eyes that are on his head. And So you can't talk to him, but you have basically read only to his memory, and you can watch the tapes more or less. And you can see these Wookiees come in, you know, like they're robbing the place, like a burglary, and they come in and they're searching through the, throughout the ship, and they go very specifically towards the back, and you see them, you see two of them get flailed by, in graphic detail, by RX and his assortment of,
I think that's what I'm spinning blades. By.
Yes. While that's happening, I mean, you see a lot of that, but then after that, they sort of, you know, scatter, and then they see Rayal come up the ramp, and they head out towards the back and knock her over.
Okay, so, they didn't steal anything. They were just looking to steal something.
It did not look neat. Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
Well, that shows them. I'm going to leave the door open more often.
I don't know how friendly he, or not friendly, how capable he is anymore. We need to get someone in here to really fix him.
You're right. I know the perfect person. Bowman's! Do you know anything about droid heads?
I what? Do.
Hold on. You do realize I'm better than her at computers, right?
I mean, I thought maybe a fresh perspective, you know?
She's, okay, fair enough, fair enough. All right, I withdraw it.
She's, you know, maybe she's the hotshot rookie, you know? And you get to teach her, like, some computer skills.
All right.
Also, and she takes the head, and she's kind of, like, seeing your attachment job, and she's like, also, they did a pretty good number on him. I mean, you're going to have to replace a lot of these parts.
So, recycling?
You know how rare these parts are? We had to get one of our friends killed to get these parts. Oh, yeah. Sarn picks up the comm link.
The comms are beeping.
What is this? Who is this?
Hello.
Elo Vanden?
No, that's a fish.
Svetlana?
Yes. But my name is Venlana, and please stop yelling. Hello.
Listen, we've just been the victim of a home invasion, all right? I'm sorry. I'm a little razzled up.
Okay.
I just saw two Wookiees get flayed.
That sounds graphic. However,
it was. Do you want to see?
I'm not a big fan of Wookiees right now.
Text her the video.
Yeah. Wait.
10 credits because you don't like Wookiees.
Yeah, send it to her for free.
We need to stay on topic. We need to stay on topic.
All right, fine. We'll get back to this, though. Let's put a pin in that.
Yes. I'm glad you're excited.
15 credits.
What is going on? I have not heard from you in a little while.
Right. Oh, yeah. We talked to a music producer.
Great.
Got into a club.
That's
he ultimately
cool.
died, yes.
Great.
Got attacked by a hologram.
We got a new recruit. She's really cool and good with computers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about her. Yeah, we got
Bobans. Bobans,
we got a board authority.
Boban, say hi to Svetlana.
Hi, Svetlana.
It's Venlana.
It's
hi, Venlana.
Hi.
killed some Savrips, got covered in blood. I'm a little, you know, injured.
You tell her about the home invasion yet?
No, I'm getting there. God. Through
our computer's really fucked up.
We took Rial hostage. Rolled around in some vomit that I didn't know was there. Got back to the ship, and yeah, I think you're caught up now.
This
home invasion.
Great, fascinating. Did you get any closer to the butt radar, i.e. what I've paid you to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got butt radar second in command. You know the one that rolled around in vomit I just told you about? Were you even listening?
No. What did she say? Does she know anything useful?
Not really.
She said she did, but we haven't gotten there yet.
You haven't bothered to ask her for information. Has anyone gently nudged you to do that for
Game
like
Master
an hour
and
ago?
Character just merged.
Not yet. We're working on it. Do you have any suggestions on how to get information?
It doesn't sound like you're working on it. It sounds like you're watching snuff videos.
Snufflana. Listen. Why don't you talk to her for us, and I'll hold the comm link up to Riel. Riel, our employer wants to ask you some questions.
She's still gagged.
She's...
Oh.
It sounds like she's muffled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to gag her. She's a real... in the back of the Space Lincoln.
She's a real talker.
Yeah.
She has a lot of opinions on this hostage situation.
Can I pull out the gag?
Yeah, right. you can do that.
Are you asking my permission?
No. The game master.
Yeah, you can pull out the gag.
Then I pull out the gag.
All right. Is she still laying on the ground?
Oh, yeah. We never sat her up. We just kind of walked over her on the boarding ramp.
Yeah, dude. Well, we were dealing with a home invasion. This is very serious.
I really think...
We're not insured.
I think your computer really dealt with it. I mean...
I'm not insured for that computer.
All right.
That thing runs on Vista.
You hand the phone over to Riel, and they start talking to each other. And they go back and forth, and you can only hear one side of the conversation. And she says, yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'm a hostage. Don't really want to cooperate, but they've got a gun to me. So and
two guns.
Yes, and she looks over at you and you guys are still Sarn is still
and,
pointing.
And fist.
They're still pointing meanly the gun at her. Yes. Second in command. Yeah. I work for, yes, I well, formerly, I don't think they're going to want me back now at this point.
Sorry, this is going
chain,
great.
They agree.
That was a really good idea to give her the comm.
Not to kill me.
She's doing her own negotiation. It's solving itself.
Yes.
I wish we could hear the other side, too.
Yes.
I think you can. I have it right here.
Turns out that...
Forgot. We can just lift up the other phone and listen.
Why do I even have players? Yes. There is a yes, there's a mole in the Zon Consortium and they've been there for some time. I don't know who they are. The only person that knows is the butt radar. And you can hear, even though you can't hear, it's because it's a private channel. Even though you can't hear Bin Laden's side of the part of the conversation, you can hear through her earpiece, and she is just swearing very loudly. And yes, well. I can tell you about the next strike against the Zon Consortium from the Redarians. It's going to be an ambush. And she says, and then she pulls out the communicator and sends her the coordinates where it's supposed to be and when it's supposed to be. It's coming up soon. It's not like immediate, but it's planned for in the near future. But no, I don't know the size of the force that we're planning on having there, though. And she says, oh, well, yeah, I guess it was kind of nice to talk to you, too. Well, maybe we'll meet again sometime. And she hands you back the phone.
it sounded like you two had a nice relationship.
Yeah, all things considered, I suppose. I mean, I prefer not to be here, but
she might be a good she might be a good business contact for you in the future. I can tell, especially after we kill your employer.
The butt radar.
Seek, yeah, in the words that. Of a, in the words of a great man, seek good employment.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to be the butt radar someday, but it looks like that's been, you know, subverted. I will never be the butt radar.
That is so possible.
The butt radar is a title? I thought this woman's name was Butt Radar.
Oh no, it's a title.
It's like the Pope. It is a name and a title.
And she gets a silly hat.
And she has. It's not a hat. It's
silly metal.
It's a medallion. More of a necklace.
Oh, huh.
It is silly though.
It is very silly. Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't think it's silly.
Well, look. After all this is over, I mean, we do intend on killing the Butt Radar, but I mean, presumably that means the position will be open. Really, we're doing you a favor.
Yeah. How would you? If we get you to be the Butt Radar, can we work together?
I mean,
can we be allies?
Yeah. I mean, anything to be Butt Radar. That'd be fucking anything? Sweet.
Okay. All right.
Not all that. Right.
I'm going to need this in writing.
Right. First thing we need
you
to do.
What, are
you
going to take me to court?
No. We need you to take that coat off and wash it. It's really, really dirty. Also,
we gave her my coat.
Yes.
Yeah, we gave her.
Also, we gave her my coat.
Fine.
Yes, also, the port authority.
Although it probably smells like vomit Wookiee now, so maybe not so much.
Yeah, vomit Wookiee. All right, take my coat, too, and throw it in the wash.
And you take my boots?
You take your coat off, and it's like a stencil. Like, there's an outline of no blood right where the vuster was. But your sleeves or your arms are covered in blood, but right here there's an outline where there's no blood.
Like a reverse farmer's tan.
Yes, exactly.
All right, this is dry clean only, all right?
I can't dry clean.
So just throw it in the wash.
I'll just throw it out the window.
Yeah, I second that.
If you throw it out the window, this deal's done. And you don't get to become a butt radar.
Wait. Is Vetlana still on the phone?
No, they hung up.
No, she didn't even say goodbye. She's so rude.
All right, well.
Wait, so you don't know where the next strike is?
No, I do. I already submitted the coordinates to Vetlana, your boss.
Oh, you did? Oh, you didn't know how many people there were.
I don't know how big it is, what kind of force that they're sending there. But
all right. Can you tell us the coordinates?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they?
And she texts you the coordinates.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got all the information I think we can get out of her for now. So what should we do?
I told you this place is a mess.
Are you going to kill me?
No, we're going to have you clean up the place.
Yeah, if you don't clean up this place, we will kill you.
I like that. Mostly,
can you get rid of those two bodies in the power room?
Yeah, how are you with making Wookiee pelts?
That sounds
Are you asking her to skin her fellow?
No, they're already skinned.
So it's just the collection?
Just tanning?
You gotta tan. I mean, no, that's a little macabre.
That's cruel and unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't we have a Wookiee pelt on our floor in our bedroom?
No, that's a banta.
No, that's a
that's a bathroom.
Oh,
a banta.
A banta.
No, wampa.
Wampa. What's a
we did have Wookiee pelts at one time.
Yeah, we got rid of those because they smelled terrible.
Yeah, they smell really bad.
And that's a lot, but they smelled terrible. And this one smells like vomit and that.
Yeah, not my choice.
You're not wrong.
All right, well, get cleaning.
I'll get you a mop and a bucket. You clean up. We'll let you go. I think that's fair.
So
we promise the mop head is not made of Wookiee.
So Mac says, "Well, get cleaning." He starts to pat her on the back, and then Bo Ben's hands her a mop and a bucket, and Sarn like shows her into the power room, where she gets to cleaning the Wookiee, which sounds awful, but that's her life now. So
she's cleaning up our messes when we could kill Wookiees.
Yeah. So she's cleaning up in the back. Who wants to roll an astrogation check?
What check?
Who's got the best astrogation?
I don't think I can say it.
Is that where water goes through?
Yeah, no, I got dirt? A zero. I got a zero rank in astrogation.
You know who has good astrogation?
RX?
Yes. The Nile has
good RX, I don't think is very helpful right now.
No, he's almost dead.
He's pretty fried.
It's a career skill, but I did not upgrade it.
Yeah, same.
What is it? What are yours?
Astrogation's like zero. Navigation, but of the space.
Two green?
Everybody has two green.
Yeah, everybody's got two green.
All right, well, then I'm rolling.
Can we all roll?
Too late.
Never mind.
All right. Okay. So you put the coordinates into the ship. And you have a plotting now.
Okay.
We have a heading.
A heading, sorry.
I am going to take a nap to try to heal.
Okay.
In the back of the tank.
We have one? Oh yeah, we do. It's right here.
Do you?
I think it's canon.
No, that's engineering.
I thought that was
You have a medical bay. Right, maybe this thing is
right here. Yeah,
I don't think it's enough that you could. It's not something that you get submerged into, but it doesn't matter. No. You can start to heal in there.
I will start to heal in there. I limp over.
Okay, so you guys.
Oh, Bobbins. We should give a tour to Bobbins.
No, let's let her figure it out. I'm taking a nap.
don't be scared by her coat rack.
What's your coat rack?
That thing that we have hanging up with a bunch of coats on it and Vusters.
That's the coat rack. All right. Yeah.
That's also,
we like to walk around completely in the dark. So good night.
That is a lot better than what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah. I did not think that's where you were going with that one.
No one can see you nude if it's dark.
All right.
Sarn doesn't get nude.
You guys make it to orbit.
Sarn is never nude.
The plot thickens.
Too sexy. And so you know from the astrogation check that it's going to be at least 12 hours of travel time. Via hyperdrive.
All right. Heal. Somebody heals.
So wait, you're gonna heal? You guys are in orbit right now. You're not traveling yet.
Oh. Okay. But Mac, you know where we're going?
Straight on till morning.
That does not fill me with any confidence whatsoever.
Especially in space, where morning right. is really just subjective.
So you're about to punch it into hyperdrive?
Oh, I'm gonna punch it.
All right. You go, you reach up to pull the, you know, the lever for hyperdrive. And then you hear an explosion coming from the back of the car or the back of the
oh my God, we never checked anything.
The back of the ship. And
oh my God, if this is RX's head exploding, I'm going to be so upset.